They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the
unmistakable voice of Amy Winehouse, one of the most successful singers of her generation, who's been found dead at her home in London. The multiple Grammy winner, famed for her soulful voice and black beehive hair, was as well known for her personal struggles with addiction, and friends and families had long warned that her lifestyle, which saw her in and out of rehab and affected her career as a live and recording artist, could be her downfall. But today she's being remembered for her great talent and her extraordinary voice. This year she recorded a duet with one of America's greatest jazz singers, Tony Bennett. In a BBC interview broadcast yesterday, he said that Amy Winehouse was a true jazz artist, and he hoped that she could overcome the problems in her life.
You know, I love her. I love her spirit, and I'm praying for her, because when I was a lot younger, I had my touch of too many drugs. And Amy was beautiful. She was something that I respect an awful lot. And a lot of people say, well, that's a failure, but it isn't. But what I like about her more than any of the other artists I've heard is that she's truly a good jazz singer. She sings true jazz. It's not she's not making believe it's jazz.
And with me now, Mark Beaumont, who writes for the music magazine NME. And despite the ghastly inevitability of this, it must still come as a shock.
I think it's certainly a very, very sad day to lose such a great talent. I think anyone that says they're specifically surprised or shocked by it is probably overstating the case. I mean, people have sort of, you know, these things happen to people who have major drug problems.
But will she, in the long term, be remembered for her voice or for that struggle with addiction?
I think overall she'll be remembered as a tragic figure who was extremely talented. I think the voice will be the thing that that echoes through the decades. I mean, think about it. If you look at the various sort of comments that people have been making on Twitter today about it, and a lot of people saying it was kind of a waste of a talent. What a waste of talent this was, you know. That is part of the real tragedy of it, in that you know, she made her name and made her career on her brilliant voice and the brilliant way she kind of reformed sort of 60s and 70s Motown soul into something that was very contemporary and very honest and very open. But she never really, who knows, maybe the next album could have been the point where she really stamped her own sound, did something really original. And she was one of those people who had this immense talent, but sadly we're not really going to see it being realised, I think.
I mean, you say that there was a sense there of a life half lived, perhaps. But I mean, during that short life, I mean, what was it about her that made her stand out from other singers, do you think?
I think it was the brutal honesty of it. I mean, when you look at, you know, the sound of Back to Black, it's kind of sort of retro modernist thing. But the idea that the things that she was singing about sort of alcohol problems and this really, you know, really tough emotional things. I mean, it really struck people, and I think that's essentially what made her special, what made her stand out, and what will mean that she, her legacy and her legend, if you like, will go on through the years.
So there was a connection, was there, between the two, that personal struggle for addiction and what you've described as that raw talent?
I think that's inevitable. I think that's in a lot of the great artists, you tend to find that struggle there. I mean, you know, drugs are prevalent in the music industry. A lot of people find themselves surrounded by it. But maybe it's the people that, the artists that really sort of struggle with their own sort of internal passions, if you like, and need to sort of put out records like Back to Black. Those are the ones that will struggle harder with the drugs and the alcohol and things like that. I mean, maybe they do go hand in hand. If you're someone that open and that sort of heart on sleeve as Amy Winehouse, then maybe you're the sort of person that's liable to be dragged into that sort of whirlpool.
Mark Beaumont, many thanks. Mark Beaumont, who writes for the British music magazine NME, speaking about Amy Winehouse, the British singer who's died aged 27. Let's hear more of that unique talent.
And now the
You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Marshall with NewsHour.